Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back to ZZ Top Boys, a little band from Texas. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gavin Harding is our guest, our new friend, soon to be old friend, though. We like, Gavin's got the goods and the come across, folks. We figured that out, and he's with Experian. He's part of the Experian Analytics, Decision Analytics Consulting Group, senior consultant there. And he is here with the Main Street Report by Experian based on Moody's Analytics. These are real hard numbers of the state of small business, not just opinion or a poll. And so this is really solid stuff, folks. This is from the fourth quarter, 2016. Gavin, as we went to the break, you had one more thing you wanted to tell us that I told the audience would be a little teaser. Do you remember what it was?
Sure, I do. So I think your comment was, as the election rolled around, one of the candidates, as you said, had made payroll,
yeah,
had the experience and so on. Did that have an impact? Well, what we saw is, to go back to those opinion-type surveys, was at the very end of the year and very early in this year, the small business community has some really high expectations for the new administration.
Yep.
Right? So those expectations are wrapped up in optimism.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be up to the administration to look at things like trade policy and how that might affect businesses all the way through the economy, but especially small businesses. And to look at things like monetary policy, fiscal mm-hmm. policy, look at things like regulations. I mean, you know, the ongoing themes since all the time I've been involved with small business has been that there's quite a lot of red tape.
Well, see, that's one of the things we were excited about, what he said after he was inaugurated, after he took office. He told his agencies, if you put a regulation in place, you better take two away. Now, we like that kind of language. We like that rhetoric. That's good small business rhetoric.
I would definitely agree with that. Yeah.
And so another thing that I think he should do that we've talked about, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this. I'm going to ask you about this more in this third segment, and that is, do something to encourage corporate America to come back to Main Street, and I want you to think about that. But you can do that by the tax structure, by changing corporate tax rates, and encouraging them to invest rather than hoard. What do you think?
Well, that's the $64 billion question, Jim.
Yeah.
Let's go back to basics. It's a little bit kind of corny and maybe a little bit of a cliche, but it is a fundamental fact of our economy. That our economy and employment and GDP is driven by small business.
That's right. Half of it's over not half. Driven,
right. It's not driven by the corporations. Growth is not driven by the corporations. Small businesses don't get to go around the world and leverage whatever the relative tax advantages are and so
We're
forth.
We're planted in the ground.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So that's where the differences can be. So I would say anything that simplifies life for small businesses will lead to
right.
more investment, growth, and employment growth, and will lead to a more stable economy overall. So
One of the things that your report showed that I wanted to get back on is the strength, the financial strength of companies.
Yeah.
What I've been looking forward to, Gavin, is for the economy to start growing at 3.5-4% maybe. You know, I'm not going to ask for more than that because that might be overheated. I'd rather have a good 3.5 growth over a sustained period of time. But when we start seeing that kind of growth, with the deleveraging that small businesses have done, with the improved positions of cash that they have, with the tighter operating team that they have, and the way they're deploying their assets and their capital in a much more efficient way than they were a decade ago, that's going to create that kind of growth with this kind of efficiency that they have now and financial strength. That's going to create outrageous profits, isn't it?
It is, and it's going to create sustainable profitability, sustainable growth. And sustainability is the key. I mean, we've just now in 2017 gotten over 2007. Oh, my goodness, 10 years.
Yep.
10 years.
A lost decade.
The lost decade, right? And now small businesses are poised to grow. I want to add in another kind of comment to the mix here. You know, one of the things that's most remarkable in the last 10 years is the growth of sources of capital and financing in all kinds of shapes and forms, particularly in the online lending space. When the bank pulled out, the online guys came in, and there's such an array of products. Now, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? This segment is not perfect. There's lots of choice. But the focus is on engaging that small business where they are, with what they need, when they need it, right? So those three things, and that's kind of what this whole word analytics is about. You know, how do we know where customers are and what they need, and how can we get that to them, right? So one of the big things we talk about with banks and with these online lenders is how can we get to a yes for a small business customer quicker?
Well,
I'll tell you,
that needs to happen with their big companies. But what also needs to happen, back to what the new government can do, is stop treating small banks like they're big banks from a regulatory standpoint. That's what's hurting small businesses as much as anything.
We need to match regulations to the risk.
Yep. Well said.
And
we come back
across the board.
You want to give us a website, Kevin? What's the website?
I would refer the audience to Experian Business Services. That's got a lot
All right.
of coverage.
So check that out, folks. Quick break. Right back with Kevin Harding after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.